Creelman. Years ago, Glenda and Tim Schotter attended the Canadian Western Agribition in Regina. As they strolled past the livestock, they came across the alpacas, which sparked an interest with Glenda. Schotter also attended the trade show and purchased a pair of alpaca mitts. It was then that Schotter was hooked. In 2011, Schotter began to purchase her registered alpacas for their farm northwest of Creelman, where she lives with her husband Tim and four sons. There are two kinds of alpacas. Surrey produce a longer, cylindrical locks, similar to dreadlocks. The Wakaya produces curly, dense and soft wool. Schotter owns Wakaya alpacas. Schotter is very particular when she purchases livestock. They need to be the right size and have a great temperament. Their genetics need to be strong and have excellent fiber. When a female reaches the age of 2, they are at the breeding age. They are pregnant for 11 to 12 months and usually have their cria in June, when the weather is pleasant. When the babies are born, they are given a vitamin shot and they remain with their mother until they weigh 60 pounds or for approximately 6 months. Schotter likes to leave the cria with their mothers until spring, and then weaned before the first show. At 8 to 12 months they are shorn for the first time. Schotter's herd consists of 6 males, 18 females and 8 cria. Her herd also ranges in color, including gray, black, brown, beige and fawn. Once a year the alpacas are shorn, usually in June. It is at this time they are also dewormed. The wool is sent away to be graded from 1 to 6 on its softness. The softest wool is used for scarves and shawls, while the coarser yarn is used for socks and mitts. Alpaca wool is a hollow fiber, which allows the material to breathe, therefore keeping a person warmer. Schotter said she went to Vancouver while her sister was in a bike tour. It rained a lot, and it was cold. She wore alpaca socks that got soaked, yet her feet remained warm the whole time. According to Schotter, alpaca wool is 4 to 5 times warmer than regular wool. At times, Schotter likes to keep her wool separate from her animals, so special items may be made from them, and she will know which one of her herds produced the wool. At the end of November, Schotter will attend the Canadian Western Agribition in Regina. She will have a booth set up with her handmade items. Although she is unable to make all the items, she assures that her booth contains Canadian-made product. Her animals have also been shown and have won many ribbons. They are judged in halter, with 60% of their mark for their fleece and 40% on conformation. They are also judged on uniformity of color, how they are to manage, their density and crimp of their coat. The Schotters are a busy family, as they also grain farm a significant amount of land, but they love life and enjoy the alpaca herd.